you know, how do we practically draw the line between the self-pity and humility, or passivity and maturity? If we have done certain actions, how do we evaluate? And how can we ourselves choose? Yes, just as it's a matter of appetite. How much should I eat? You know, I learn by experience. Okay, I think this much food will be enough for me. Sometimes I may find that that was not enough, I will take a little more. Sometimes later I may take a little less. And then afterwards, I ate that meal, that was too little. Or that was too much. We learn by experience, but it's not just by experience alone. Experience plus introspection. Hey, okay, I'm just feeling so lethargic after I ate that. Probably that item I should have eaten less. So just as eating is something, it doesn't come with formulas. Nobody can tell us, you should eat only 2 chapatis, you should only eat this much rice. No, nothing like that. We all have to learn ourselves. So like that, what level of assertiveness we should have in what situation? That will depend on a lot of things. Just as a diet, what works for me may be very different from what works for you. So similarly, different people are comfortable with different levels of assertiveness. So for example, a person is a Kshatriya mentality, they want to change things. A person of a Brahmana mentality, they may want to just tolerate things or walk away from things. You know, I have other things, I have better things to do in life. I don't want to fight, get involved in all this. So we can't make a rigid formula that this is what it is. It is now in our own thoughts, patterns, and our own priorities also change with time. So what may have seemed reasonable earlier may not be reasonable now. So in this case, three things from a practical perspective. First is that we sometimes are forced to make certain decisions which need to be urgently done. Should I do this or should I do that? Now there's some petition. Should I join the petition or should I not join the petition? Whatever it is. So we might just make some decision based on our gut feeling. But afterwards we observe. Afterwards we observe. And usually when we look back at the past, the usual tendency is to let the mind be in control. I mean, I'm just doing some work and suddenly, hey, only if I had done that, it would have been so good. So then that is simply lamenting. Now, lamenting about the past is very different from learning from the past. And the primary difference is who is in control. When the mind is in control, the mind is making me think about this, think about that, think about that. Oh, I did that mistake. Oh, I did, if only I had done that over there, I had done that over there. So when the mind is in control and is dragging our thoughts here, there and everywhere, at the end of it, we simply feel bad. We feel depressed. But learning means, first of all, we situate ourselves in goodness. Now maybe we chant, we pray, we read some scripture, we may take some deep breaths, whatever. Situate ourselves in the mood of goodness. And then consciously take our thoughts behind. Okay, this is what happened. This is what I did. What did I think when I did this? That's what I thought. But maybe I didn't think about this factor. Or I thought, but I did not think this factor was so important. So try to reconstruct our thought process. And then we understand where our thought process was inadequate. So that calm deliberation of our past actions. Okay, even if you made some mistakes, it's okay. But we need to calmly deliberate, not just lament over the mistake. Then we can learn from it. Because we have to not just look at our actions and say this was wrong and this was right. We have to look at the thought process that went behind that action and not just say, I was so stupid at that. No. Why did I? What was my thought process when I did something? See, even when we act in a stupid way, and we do all act in stupid way at times, but there is, at that time, it doesn't seem stupid. So at that time, the mind provided some kind of reasoning by which the unreasonable appeared reasonable. So we have to deconstruct that reasoning of the mind and then make sure that we don't fall prey for that same wrong reasoning again. So that calmness in looking back at what we did in the past is important. And this can be done not just for our past mistakes. It can also be done for our past good things. Sometimes we just take some impulse, some decision based on gut feeling, and that turns out to be a very good decision. So we can learn from that also. Okay, in this situation I thought like this, this was a good way of thinking. So that's first thing is learning from the past. Second thing is with dealing with the present situation, it's very good to write our, if a situation of significant importance to us, it is good to write down our thoughts. Now, writing down our thoughts in a journal helps us to have a snapshot of our mind. So, for example, if in a particular situation, you know, the nature of the mind is to keep us dissatisfied. Whatever situation we are in, you know, if I have this job, I have this position in this job, you know, this is the problem. I shift to some other role, there will also be problems. The nature of the mind is to keep us dissatisfied. But there are different kinds of dissatisfactions. There is some dissatisfaction which is just because of the irritability of the mind. There are some other dissatisfaction which is because of genuine incompatibility. Now, I'm just not fit for this job. So, when it is genuine incompatibility, then that feeling is persistent. Whereas it is just of irritability, it just comes and it goes. So, if we have to make a major life decision about what we should do, then we keep a snapshot of our mind by writing our feelings at periodic intervals. So, we decide, okay, this is the issue which I am about to decide about. Then once a week, I will spend 15 minutes and write down my feelings about this. And then, if any other time the thoughts come, I am not going to spend my thinking about it. Spend time thinking about it. Because that is simply a waste of mental energy. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? If I get some new thought, I might just note it down briefly somewhere and then put it in my journal later. And then if we do this for say a significant amount of time, 2, 3 months, 6 months, and then we observe, you know, consistently, this is what I'm feeling. This means that if the same feeling goes on consistently for a long time, that indicates some fundamental incompatibility. So there we may need to change, make some change ourselves, walk away from the situation or change the situation, whatever. Other thing, if it's just coming occasionally and going, wherever we are, there are always going to be problems. So we may just decide that, okay, sometimes I get this irritation, sometimes I get that irritation, and this is something which I'll have to live with. So the second aspect I would say is that keep a journal and keep it for a significant amount of time. Don't just let the mind wallow in that thinking constantly, but allot some time for that thought, for that subject, and give focus time in that time. Third is to get a third person perspective. That if we consult a counselor, we consult some senior devotee, and what happens usually for us, say I am here and there is some situation out there. Most of the time we evaluate everything through our mind. You know, this is a lousy thing. This person is like this, like that. So we always evaluate everything through our mind. Now, if we have even one person in our life whom we can trust more than our mind, that is a matter of great fortune. That means when that person speaks something, it's not that we evaluate them through the mind, we evaluate our mind through them. That means my mind is saying, you know, this is, you know, this person is so bad. But then this person is saying, you know, you are also not behaving properly. And no, you are taking side, you are on that person's side. So, no, if we have trust in that person, then we will start evaluating. Okay, this is what this person is saying, and this is what my mind is saying. Then, having that kind of, if we have even one person whom we can trust that much, it's a matter of great, great fortune. And it's not easy to have one person like that. And sometimes you may have to consult multiple people. But the point is, we can't take major decisions based on our perspective alone. Ultimately, we have to take our decisions. But if we rely only on our perspective, and we talk only with those people who reinforce our perspective, then it becomes a big problem. No, Kaikeyi's problem was twofold. When she got Ram exiled, her first problem was she heard mantra. And second bigger problem was she did not hear anyone else. So if we are going to take a particular decision, we can hear from those who reinforce that decision. But if we know somebody is also having the opposite perspective, at least we can give them a hearing. And by getting these outside perspectives, we can evaluate our feelings better and then we can arrive at a mature decision. Does it answer your question? Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki, Shiksha Ashtakam ki, Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Jai Gaur Premanande. Thank you.